Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Dr. Lindsay Briney is the chair of the Chicago Dental Society. You're on the communications committee. And have you honestly watched TikTok videos? For everyone listening, TikTok is now, well, TikTok's huge, right?
Yeah.
But there are self-help videos. They are telling people how to take care of your teeth online. There are videos showing people how to drill their teeth. And as a dentist, this has got to make you crazy, doctor, doesn't it?
Oh, for sure. Yes, it does make me crazy. It just makes me think like, oh, my goodness, what is that person doing to their body? You can't ever get that piece of tooth back.
Oh, 689 million monthly active users around the globe. Social media platform TikTok it's taken the world by storm. And now people are turning to TikTok videos because they don't have money to go to the dentist. So they're like, well, I'll just try this at-home whitening deal. And they're using things like lemon juice or hydrogen peroxide. What do you say to that?
Oh, please do not. Please do not. Because you don't want to cause more damage than good. So you might think that you're doing, you know, getting it more white, but what you're doing is you're removing layers of enamel. And once those layers of enamel are gone, you just can't get it back. Teeth don't regenerate. They don't regrow. And so once those areas are gone, they're gone. And then you can start to really struggle with your teeth being brittle. You could struggle with sensitivity. And there's really no way to get that enamel back. So it can be very, very dangerous to your teeth.
Dr. Lindsay Briney is the chair of the Chicago Dental Society. And doctor, I don't know if you've seen one, but most people are concerned about one of these TikTok trends that involves people using a nail file to even out their front teeth or make them smaller.
Right. So once again, like once you remove that tooth structure, then you can't get it back. And so if you're doing it unevenly and you just make one little slip and it gets too far on the one side, then you just can't get it back. And so really going to a dentist that could do that for you and kind of really look at it and analyze it and see if it needs to be longer, that we can build it up, or if it needs to be shorter. Because once you start changing those shapes of those teeth, you just can't get it back. So it's just very, very concerning when you think you're going down that path. And then it's not like if you cut your hair, you know, on one side and it's a little lopsided for a little while, it'll grow back. That tooth will never go back. So you really want to work with your dentist so that we can take x-rays and make sure that everything's like safe underneath it so that you don't damage your tooth even more.
I think it sounds crazy that people would do this. I would think that if you started filing your tooth that it would hurt, but they're desperate. I think that a lot of people don't have dental insurance and they're thinking, well, maybe I could just try this.
Right. But what I would caution is that if you say you try it and something doesn't go well, how much money are you going to pay then to fix it, to get it back to where it needs to be? And so that's what I think that people really have to take into consideration, is that you really want to, you know, treat your whole body, and you don't want to like save a penny here to end up having to spend, you know, hundreds of dollars to get back, you know, what you've damaged. So,
and what can dentists like you or even the Chicago Dental Society do when TikTok videos are taking over the world and people are like, oh, if you got a hole in your tooth, here, just fill it with this stuff. And they're putting epoxy or stuff in their mouth.
Right. Well, I think just continuing to educate our patients that, you know, that it's important to go to the dentist. It's more than just filling that hole. It's making sure that, you know, the bone underlying that tooth is in a healthy state, making sure that there's no infection around that tooth, that it doesn't, you know, if you plug up that hole with just like a material and then you plug in the bacteria, then the bacteria can't drain out of your teeth. And the only way that it does is the infection can go up into your face and you could get very, very swollen. And then you could end up in the hospital for a dental infection. So where it seems like it'd be just like an easy fix to put something in the hole, it can really cause a lot of damage.
It seems to me that this would be a small percentage of people, but from what I understand, it's not. A lot of people are turning to this social media platform, TikTok, to have dental do-it-yourself, you know, life hacks, that type of stuff. Is that a conversation among the dentists you know? Are they seeing damage done as a result of following these silly videos and having to repair it when people do show up in the office?
Oh, definitely. I think that we do see where people try to, do it themselves and then end up causing long-term damage to their teeth and their gums. So definitely we do have to end up repairing some of the things that you may do at home on your own. So,
well, thank you for joining us. What's the number one thing you see people coming back with after not getting to the dentist during the COVID years?
Well, I'm a pediatric dentist, so being at home with snacking all the time with no routine schedule and open access to that pantry has caused a lot of cavities in between kids' teeth, and a lot of cavities that were small before have gotten much bigger. So as a pediatric dentist, I'd say that's the biggest thing that we're seeing post-COVID is just, bigger cavities than we'd anticipated seeing before. So,
Dr. Lindsay Briney, chair of the Chicago Dental Society, thank you for taking care of the kids. Coming up, Lauren has your news from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. And then we're going to check in with Rick Pearson, Chicago Tribune chief political reporter. He recapped the Pritzker-Bailey debate last night. Maybe you had an opinion. And we'll bring back that subject because you didn't get a chance to say everything you wanted about the size of airline seats. That's on the way after Lauren's newscast from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.